from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio, and we continue our coverage of COVID-19 and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County and Santa Rosa. Joining us on the KSRO live line is the Economic Development Manager for the City of Santa Rosa, Raisa De La Rosa. Thank you so much for joining us, Raisa.
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me.
So tell us how the new shelter-in-place order is going to impact business here in Santa Rosa.
Well, you know, it opens it up just incrementally, and this is what we need. We need to start moving the dial on what businesses can begin to operate. While we have a number of businesses in the county still, you know, moving forward, being able to do deliveries or, you know, curbside pickups, et cetera, it has been a major effect. And one of those is looking at our long-term economy. How are we still building, for example? Our housing was an issue, will remain an issue. So this new ordinance helps with those types of things. It sort of gives more of a pathway for more of our businesses to begin operating a little bit more normally within this idea of new normal.
Right. What about curbside pickup? Was there a change in the shelter in orders to the curbside pickup sort of rules?
No, the rules haven't changed. And I want to say it. I encourage everybody to look up on any of our governmental websites, srcity.org/emergency. We have everything in English and Spanish. So lots of guides on to how to go about your daily business, including shopping and such. What curbside business, that hasn't changed what you have to do. You still need to follow the rules, the masking, and those providing that service. They're wearing gloves, masks, whatever. But what it did do is expand it a little bit. So now you have landscaping services, which includes, may I say, with Mother's Day coming up, florists. For example, we did receive a number of calls with small floral businesses wanting to. It's one of their biggest days, and so they'll have to follow the same thing that restaurants have been very good about doing, which is order online, pick it up. I know the new Grossman's Deli. I got some bagels there. I had to roll down my back window. They stuck it in my back window.
Oh.
Those types of things are still going
sure.
on. Okay. Bike sales are now available as well. So, it's just the same sort of activity that you need to do that kind of shopping.
Okay. And are you, as the coordinator or the economic development manager for the City of Santa Rosa, how much are you interacting with businesses right now and getting feedback from them?
Oh, my gosh, a lot. And I have to say this, as in past disasters and emergencies, there is just an impressive amount of collaboration. We are a small shop. We're one of very few cities within the county that has an economic development division at all. In government, in an emergency, we shift. So people don't really realize that a lot of time we're responders, just not in uniform. And so, within our city and then the collaboration between city and other incorporated cities in the county and the County Economic Development Board itself, we are all collaborating. So we cannot do this. There's so much information coming in, and then it changes, within days, hours, weeks, that we're all collaborating to try to get this information together. But I have to say, shout out to the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce. It is through the chambers frequently, even Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, that we get information on current issues with businesses. Mm-hmm. And I will say that we have had an increase in uptick on use of our governmental website. I want to put out srcity.org/news. Because anybody can sign up for current information that comes out frequently on that site, and we have links to funding resources, and I know that's been very challenging, but both public and private source funding resources, as well as new guides, checklists that were with the new order that came out. We're prepping new checklists for businesses, and those you can get those on srcity.org/emergency, but you can sign up at srcity.org/news. So I encourage people to do that.
And I appreciate that you're putting together some of these resources sort of in one place, sort of one-stop shop kind of a thing, because honestly, with the things, as you said, how they're changing so quickly, we don't want everyone to have to reinvent the wheel for themselves, right?
That's correct. So we worked really aggressively early on to say, look, this, you know, we're a region. As a region, we must rise together. So we cannot assume that any one of us is going to have the right information. So we're trying to do this where, you know, we've asked the county to collect the federal information. The SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, operates out of the office part-time. So it's the most direct place to do that. So we'll link to the Economic Development Board on those things. Obviously, the county health officer resides in the county, so links such as that go there. But, you know, we share amongst all of us any new resources that we find so that we can be consistent and a solid source of information for not just the businesses, but our residents. And there's just a wealth of information on our sites linking to the most current information. And I'll say we work 7 days a week. We're not on a 24-hour EOC, Emergency Operations Center, but, it's not a lackadaisical affair. It's 7 days a week. So information will be current as quickly as we can get it up.
Now, finally, can you tell me a little bit about how the economic development for the city of Santa Rosa is helping the self-employed right now? They've been the last ones who've been able to get any assistance.
Yeah, it's been very difficult. And I'll say, you know, what the city has been doing is we're in contact every day with our state and federal representatives, pushing because we're, you know, across the nation, we're seeing inconsistencies in the way money is being rolled out. There are limited options for the self-employed. Of course, they have the new... Now I'm going to have to say an acronym because for the life of me, I can't remember the full word of it, but it's a PUA. It's the unemployment insurance for
individuals.
Yes, pandemic
unemployment assistance, I believe is what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the new piece to that CARES package.
Right.
And it's run out of the SBA, which is federal. It was such in demand that it crashed. So we're seeing those. We're trying to get information, get it quickly to say, okay, go in now. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to go in. There are not that many resources on that federal level, but unfortunately, that's where we have to keep pushing. Yeah. We're, like I said, every day talking to our representatives and seeking new ways to open up new sources or to streamline what we're doing here within the county, but there's not we're sort of reliant right now on what the state and federal government are putting out for individuals.
Well, we appreciate your time. Unfortunately, we've run out of time today, but to thank you for all of your help with businesses here in Santa Rosa. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to help you out anytime. Thanks so much, Michelle.
That is from the City of Santa Rosa Economic Development Department, Raisa De La Rosa. I am Michelle Marquis, and thanks so much for listening today.